The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are listening to the PBD Cast with John Orlando. Soak it up, suckers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 188. And that's right, folks, it's the WrestleMania preview episode. I'm going to be joined by my pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, and we're going to discuss the biggest wrestling event of the year, which is happening this weekend in New York, WrestleMania 35. We're going to give all of our thoughts, all of our opinions, all of our predictions on the big show. And I will tell you real quickly that there's a small little addendum to this episode. We recorded this episode this past weekend due to all of our personal schedules not necessarily coming together. We decided to record a little bit earlier. As I mentioned, WrestleMania is this weekend. At that time, there were a couple of things that were up in the air, and one of those things were the respective tag team titles for both Raw and SmackDown. And so, since Raw and SmackDown have already happened, those matches have been made. The Raw tag team title match will feature the champions, The Revival, taking on Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, whereas the SmackDown tag team titles will be defended as the Usos will defend against The Bar, Nakamura and Rusev, and the team of Ricochet and Aleister Black. The only other thing I think I should mention, we talked a little bit about the Hall of Fame, and it was announced just a few days ago that Brutus the Barber Beefcake will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this weekend. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to withhold comment because I'm sure in a few weeks when once again the pro wrestling pundits join me for a review of WrestleMania 35, we'll talk all about the barber going into the Hall of Fame, as well as all the other highlights and lowlights from WrestleMania. It's going to be a big weekend in New York. There's tons of wrestling going on from a variety of different companies. So what a time to be alive if you're a pro wrestling fan, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. So, but ladies and gentlemen, before I throw it to my conversation with Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They have tons of comics as well as graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, and other various collectibles. So stop on by and say hello to Jeff and all the fine folks over there at World's Greatest Comics. And once again, they're located at 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And if you want to check them out online, you could do so, wgcomics.com, or just go over to Facebook and type in WG Comics and you'll find their Facebook page. So just a variety of different ways to check out that awesome store. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'm joined by my pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, and we're going to talk all about WrestleMania 35. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the WrestleMania preview episode of the PVD Cast. I am, of course, joined by my pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze.
Pundit,
yes. You don't like that idea?
We're recording this on a Saturday. I don't think I can kind of figure out what a pundit is right now.
A pundit is a talking head, in other words.
Ah, you know, good band, by the way.
Yes, anyways. And, of course, Ringside Rand.
Talking Heads, Rhode Island. That's right. There you go. Oh, nice connection. We're keeping it live here today, if you will. We're
connecting the dots.
That's right.
And
that's
for those of you on the internet, this prop will not work, but I'm showing you my WrestleMania ticket stub.
From which WrestleMania again?
WrestleMania 8.
That was the Hoosier Dome, correct?
Hoosier Dome. And it was the day where they changed the clocks. And we weren't sure if we were there, getting there on time or not.
Really? I thought parts of Indiana didn't do that. Indianapolis probably does because it's a major city.
This is back a long time ago.
Well, I wonder if Parks Unknown does that.
I don't know. Or Dudleyville, for that matter. Who knows? Well, Joe, you mentioned it real quick. We are recording this the Saturday before WrestleMania. So as of right now, we're going to discuss all of the matches that are happening as of the recording of this. We still have a Raw, we still have a SmackDown and an NXT to go, but I really don't feel like there's anything that they're going to do major unless maybe a change in one particular match, possibly.
And I'm sure we'll talk
about it. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. But I think everything's pretty much set in stone here. But nonetheless, this is what we got here in terms of the matches. Current count, there are 14 matches, I guess, right now.
It starts at Sunday morning at 3 in the morning.
I believe so.
That's for the kickoff show. Actually, the kickoff show starts tomorrow, and then they'll just run right through the week.
They are. In fact, I believe that probably the panel's just sleeping at the venue. They're not even going to go home. They're just going to stay there and work 24-hour shifts.
Might as well. It's Mania.
Yeah, that's right. So what we'll do is we'll discuss the matches that we have so far, give our thoughts, our opinions, our predictions, and whatnot. So, and I'll be honest, too, for the listeners at home, there is a shit ton of wrestling going on next weekend. I don't even know if we'll get a chance in this episode to touch base on the NXT show or the Ring of Honor New Japan G1 Supercard or any of the other gigantic indie shows that are going on that weekend.
Oh, it's a mess. Like, you could spend mounds of money to get all that in. Like, that'd been a cool thing to figure out what it would cost to go to every wrestling show around Mania.
If I was good at math, I would do that, but I'm awful at math.
I might have to call in Mike Rotunda for that one.
might have to call in IRS.
That was... All right.
We're off and running, fans. Here we go.
It's Saturday.
There are taxes on those tickets, and taxes are important.
All right. Shall we start maybe with the two battle royals that we have? We have, of course, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the Women's Battle Royal. I like to call it the Wendy Richter Battle Royal.
Well, they just dropped that out of nowhere on Twitter.
I know.
Just came out and said it like,
I know.
Hey, by the way, because we need something to do because we just threw the strap on Charlotte for no damn reason whatsoever.
Yes, we'll get to that there.
Maybe there is a reason and I know it.
I think there is too, but...
Okay, well, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. As I just have christened it, the Wendy Richter Battle Royal. It's not called that, but who do you see coming out on top? Let me give you the participants as of right now. Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mickey James, and Zelina Vega.
Sorry, I'm just kind of just going right with... I think it's going to be our friend that just keeps interrupting random parts of the shows, to be honest with you.
Lacey?
Yes, Lacey.
Oh, Lacey. Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans, because there's always, God, I don't know, like I said, it's Saturday. It's dreary outside.
It's early.
I'm still dragging from the IW show the other night.
Okay. But Lacey Evans.
That's yes, Lacey Evans, I think, just because there was talk of her getting a push after Mania, especially with this whole... Ronda might be leaving for a little bit type of deal, and mm-hmm. she might kind of move up the ranks pretty far, and they really like her. So I think that's going to be who's going to win the Battle Royal, in my opinion.
All right, Rand?
I want Mandy on top.
Oh, my. Okay. clearly, you are not dragging from the AIW show the other night. Clearly, you are in rare form, ringside Rand.
He started right with the catering when he got in here. They pulled that hot dog prank on the caterers.
They did not appreciate that at all. I'm picking Zelina Vega, and I'll explain why, because I feel like when it comes to the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, I say Andrade wins as a kind of like, hey, we know we kind of screwed you out of that Rey Mysterio feud, and we yanked you out of it early, and the fans really want it, so here's a bone, man. And so therefore, Andrade, Zelina Vega... partners winning their respective battle royals. That's my pick.
Or maybe we have she wins it with Aleister Black.
Well, as of right now in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, here are the people that have been entered. There's no mention of Aleister Black yet.
Because I think he's going to be in the Raw tag match.
We got Braun Strowman, Andrade, Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal, No Way Jose, Bobby Roode, Chad Gable, all of Lucha Botch Party, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, Rhino, The Ascension, Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Gallows and Anderson, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Otis, Tucker, EC3, and Colin Jost and Michael Che.
So in some ways, this is the Future Endeavors Invitational. I mean, there's an awful lot of spare parts. Perhaps we have so many people involved in so many matches because AEP is their...
AEW.
AEP is a power company. AEW is around the corner, and we're afraid to lose people, so let's get everybody in all these matches onto the show. I'm fearing midnight on WrestleMania.
Oh, it's going to go past midnight. I think it has to. It's gonna be so long because they want to get all those people in. But even with AEP, I think AEW is AEP has a monopoly on electricity around here, it seems like. But no, everybody's scared of AEW. It's still a t-shirt company. That's a whole nother episode of PVD, to be honest with you, talking about that. But no, so I think it's obvious that Strowman's not going to win. Something's going to happen with him and Jost and Shea. So the main guy you think is going to... The favorite they want you to think is going to win is not going to win it. Mm-hmm. I think the person that sticks out, I agree with you on that now, just as you go through the list, is Andrade.
Yeah.
Because that's who they want to kind of... They want to keep him up to that level to be in that U.S. title type of mix. And I like your Zelina pick just because she needs that boost, the little kick in the ass, because she is a good worker.
Mm-hmm.
And to get her over is start working more because they need some more ingredients in that women's division on both sides because it's kind of gotten a little stale. So I like that pick as well, but I still want to stick with Lacey Evans with that. But I'll go with you on Andrade. I really like that. I think that's a strong pick.
Rand, who do you think wins your self-proclaimed Future Endeavors Invitational?
Braun Strowman shouldn't be in it. Braun Strowman should have gotten a better... followed through with the push where he becomes the champ. I honestly think Andrade is a good choice.
Okay, well, there we go. Unanimous. All right. You know, and just as a side note, how bad do you feel for Asuka that she's had a nice kind of push coming out of Royal Rumble, never was on TV for like, what, 6 weeks in a row, 5 weeks in a row, whatever, drops the title, and now you're thrown in this Battle Royal, which, as you know, we all know, it's kind of another way to get people a paycheck for the pay-per-view.
Personally, I had this talk with our good friend Will.
Yes.
The other day, and we kind of went back and forth with some banter on it. I really don't feel bad for her because she's made it to the Fed, and she's made the money, and she's been the champ. Now it's time to do some stuff that's going to happen. That's just how it goes. You never know.
True.
And, you know, you know that you never know going into it. So you kind of get back on that horse, and how she rebounds from a lot of this is going to make her rest of her career, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I think this is a good start, you know, how, you know, what she decides to do. Because it's really hard for people coming from Japan to really relate to the WWE audience overall. Mm-hmm. We like her. We like Nakamura, but, you know, Joe Schmo sitting there and his wife beat her in jeans, drinking his 12-pack. They're not relatable. So... Mm-hmm. You know, gives her a chance to kind of step back and then maybe work on that. Maybe they'll work on a better package for going forward.
All right, well, let's maybe go to a singles match that I think is... it's an interesting one, and I kind of got to be honest, I'm not sure who to pick in terms of a prediction for a winner, but Roman Reigns taking on Drew McIntyre. So, Ringside Rand, what do you think about this match here?
Well, Roman is established as a top flight guy. He's coming back from the illness. I kind of think Drew McIntyre wins, continues to look good, and it's part of Roman's continuing climbing up the hill, coming back from this. They've made Drew look awful good, beating up Dean Ambrose on his way out the door.
Put up the air quotes on his way.
Yeah, put the air quotes up on that one. I'm not 100% sure that's legit.
I can't remember any time that they've talked about somebody leaving the company so openly as they have with Dean Ambrose.
And so far in advance.
The only other person I can think of near this was Bret Hart, and they used that as a storyline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose is leaving, and we don't think it's the other companies. We think he's taking time off. He's been beaten up severely the last couple of times by Drew McIntyre. I think they're going to use this to push Drew McIntyre past WrestleMania. Perhaps he becomes officially the number one contender and goes after the champ in the next couple of months, perhaps SummerSlam.
I think that makes the most sense, too, because, I know everybody's like, oh, we're going to feed him to Reigns, but storyline, and I know we're going to have to probably, the whole logic, let's get out the jar, we'll throw some money in it. It doesn't make a lot of sense. He has to win because we'll talk about the main event, what we think will happen, but you need to have, let's say if Seth wins, he's not going to fight Roman. That's just not happening. Maybe they'll save that for Mania, another build-up for something like that. But that makes a logical choice for an opponent if Seth wins. So I'm picking Drew McIntyre in this match as well.
I'm going to be the one that goes against the grain. I kind of feel that they will give the victory to Roman Reigns as, you know, kind of pushing that storyline along that, look at what he's done. He's beat cancer. Now he's coming back and beating one of the most dominant people that have stepped foot in the ring in the last few years. I feel like they're going to give the dupe to Roman.
See, I think he's going to look good in the match. I just don't think it's going to be clean, obviously.
Any chance we see a surprise visit from Dolph?
I don't know, because I think that they have totally scrapped that storyline, and I don't think the fans would pop at all for that.
Yeah, I don't think
either. I think it's played out.
I don't know what they're doing. He's not even listed for the Battle Royal.
Not yet. Correct. All right, let's move on to the Intercontinental title match. We got Finn Balor taking on the champion, Bobby Lashley.
Isn't that a three-way with gender?
I don't know.
I don't believe that. So, not according to my notes.
Okay.
Not according to my notes. And you know what? We'll double check that. But as far as I
do think the whole Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley angle's gone on way too long. I don't think Lilo has added anything.
Lilo.
I don't think he's added anything to the point where I even learned his name.
Lilo actually is a name of a very expensive, let's say, adult toy.
Okay.
Just something to look that up at home, kids.
DJ Joey's reference.
Okay.
That was my obscure
reference. I thought you were going to go with Lilo and Stitch. That's where we've been running with this joke, I thought. Anyways.
I was going the other opposite direction. Yeah, Disney's behind it probably somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple opinions on this. First of all, this match is stupid. You had a chance to have the Demon versus the Undertaker at freaking WrestleMania. Could you imagine the build-up on TV they could have done for that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been, I'm going to say, fucking amazing. Like, and I don't get fucking geeked for a lot of these Taker matches, but, like, that would have been really cool. And then what I would have done, Lashley versus a returning Bray Wyatt, I think that would have been an exciting feud. Just with the stuff they could have done with him, and then him, like, screwing with Leo and stuff like that, Bray Wyatt with his mind game. So I think that would have been a better feud. A Lashley match at Mania would have been better with that, or seeing him go against Lesnar. This whole thing with Balor and stuff just needs to end right now.
It's a missed opportunity, you're right.
Yeah, I don't see where it goes from there, because either one that you don't put over, I think it hurts their character.
I agree. I put Finn Balor over only because I feel like if the title goes to Seth Rollins, I think Lashley would be a good contender, along with Drew McIntyre, but I think Lashley would be a good contender to go for that Universal title. So I picked Finn Balor, but I agree. I think this match has no luster to it. I don't think there's been a lot of build-up for it that has been strong and interesting.
It's not Mania meaningful.
Right. There you go. That's the best way to describe it.
We're going to sit here and talk about this card today. And there's not a lot of Mania meaningful matches to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very disappointing to me, because, like, Mania weekend is a freaking holiday for me. And I just to see the card so far. But, yeah, so I totally agree with you. I think Balor would make sense to give him the push, either that or throw him over to SmackDown to feud. Because he needs something fresh.
Yep. Ran, what's your selection on this one?
I think Finn has been holding many missed opportunities, and they either need to get behind him or not. And I think they need to get behind him with a win here.
And I do not find anything, according to the iPad here, about Jinder Mahal being in this match. So unless that's something that's coming down the pike that we don't know about, maybe Monday or Tuesday they'll talk about that. But as of right now, he is in just the Battle Royal. All right, let's talk about the fatal four-way tag team match for the WWE Women's Tag Titles. Boston Hug Connection versus the Divas of Doom, which, by the way, if you're like me and you didn't know that that's Beth Phoenix and Natalya, that's who it is. The Iconics, and then Nia Jax and Tamina. What do you think, DJ Joey Blaze?
I totally feel that, and I've talked about this in some other areas, I think it's going to be a great match. I really do. I think it's going to be cool to kind of see a women's version of a Four Corners tag match. It's going to be really cool. They could do. There's a lot of possibilities. I think it's probably the top two or three matches on the card, in my opinion, with that. Now, furthermore, I think some people are kind of, don't believe me in this one, but I think they're going to give it because it's, because Natalya's dad's going into the Hall of Fame. I think that her and Beth win the tag titles and drop it on Raw the next night, in my opinion. Just because they had that dominant tag team as a Divas of Doom for a while back in the day, and there was no tag titles. They were just beating the hell out of everybody. And being the weekend it is, being Mania, I think, you know, why is Beth going to come back just to do the JOB with this? So in my opinion, they win the straps, but they drop it the next night on Raw.
All right.
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, God.
I'm going with the Iconics. Is there anybody who's actually a natural tag team? It's the Iconics. They're the only ones.
You make a very good point on that one. I think that that also could be a contender. But I think they keep it on the Boston Hug Connection. I think Bayley and Sasha still hold on to those belts for a little bit longer. I think it's too quick to remove them as the tag team champions, especially the first ever tag team champions.
Well, that's why I kind of picked the whole real small, short reign type of deal. And with what I was thinking, just because that's what made sense to me. But like I said, you know, who am I to say what makes sense anymore?
Now, out of that, none of us picked Jackson Tamina.
Well, because why would we? I mean, those two should be the most dominant force in the women's tag division, but month after month after month, they're not. So why do they have any credibility that they could win tag team titles at WrestleMania?
And I'm just not really behind. At first, I thought it was cool when, like, they did the whole build-up with the Rumble and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're... Or was Evolution, whatever, they got into it at the Battle Royal
yeah,
and whatnot.
Right.
And then it just kind of died off. So, yeah, that... I don't see any steam with them anymore, to be honest.
All right, how about let's go to a Falls Count Anywhere match. We got Shane McMahon taking on The Miz. I'll start off by saying that I believe The Miz wins. This is after, of course, Shane misses some god-awful dive, damn near kills himself, and then that leads to the victory. Short and sweet and to the point. That's my prediction.
You know, Shane, it's that time of year. Shane has to have a high spot, whether it's a...
Helicopter crash?
Helicopter crash, jumping off the cage, driving a car through a wall, throwing Kurt Angle against the brick wall instead of the glass. Shane's good for a big angle, a big spot this time of year.
Do we see the return of the Mean Street Posse for one night only?
That would be awesome. I won't lie. That would be sweet, but I don't know.
They're probably hanging out in Connecticut, which isn't too far away from.
I mean, I think it would make sense just to just do something, have a run-in, have something. Nostalgia purposes, it's Mania, Shane's a heel, you know, something okay, like that.
I get behind that because I think Pete Gass and Rodney, yes. Joey Abs, no, he doesn't show up. I say the other two, yes, but Joey Abs, probably not.
Is this the first time Shane's been a heel?
Since he's came back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stephanie and Vince have been heels many times.
Mm-hmm.
But is this the first time Shane's been a heel?
Since he's came back. He was a heel for a while before.
Yeah, way back in 98, 99, when he was part of the corporation.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, so I see that. I see Miz getting the nod. I think it's going to be the second best match of the night.
Really? Okay.
Just because the way the card's set up.
Okay.
I think as much as Miz cares,
mm-hmm.
like, that's a big deal to me. Like, as much as he puts into what he cares and what... I guarantee they've been talking about this match since they started building for it. And they have spots worked out. They've had spots worked out. They're ready for this night. And this is going to be a big one for him. So Miz wins. Like you said, craziness, maybe Mean Street Posse. Miz wins. And we'll go from there.
I'm also going with the A-lister. There are times you could say, because of his talk show on weekly TV,
mm-hmm.
Miz is the MVP.
Sure.
On a weekly basis. Many sure. of those stories go through and around him.
I agree.
And they should. He's never injured. He's... does. He's every. He's always on TV, and he always puts.
He's a good soldier.
110%. See, I had a talk with somebody this week too about where people get like deserve. Do people deserve stuff? The dude started out as a backstage announcer with the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He was rock bottom, and he worked his way up and worked his way through, and made his. He didn't deserve stuff. He made his opportunities. And he continues to do that. And that's why I think this will be the number, just because he'll take it and run with it.
Wasn't there a time early in his career he did something wrong and got punished?
Oh, yeah.
And yet he put up with it. He suffered through it, persevered, and worked his way to the top.
That's why I just he's an underrated. He's, at this point in his career, it's tough to say he's underrated, but he is.
All right, well, let's move on to the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, which I'm sure will...
Pre-show!
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be on the pre-show, but also, it's a tough one to pick because I got to be honest, I haven't been keeping up with 205 Live, so I didn't even really know. Does Tony Nese have a big push?
Yeah, they've been pushed.
They've been pushing him? Okay.
Pushing it through the roof. I just see, because of his look and stuff like that, I see him probably winning, to be honest.
I do too.
See the way the directions of this feud's been going. And Buddy Murphy's held the strap for a while. Mm-hmm.
October.
October's when he won it.
So, and it was a big deal. They put Nese over Cedric Alexander. So, I think you're going to see something. I think it's going to be a solid match. And I think you're going to see Tony Nese win.
So, who's the face and who's the heel in this contest? Or has there even been that distinguishing?
I don't think it's been as distinguishing, but I think Nese is more the face.
Okay. With this. All right.
I'm sticking with Buddy Murphy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Either way, he wins because he gets to go home with Alexa.
There you go. All right. The controversial match we'll get to. We have Kurt Angle. In his farewell match, taking on Baron frickin' Corbin.
See, I think the company doesn't understand the audience's reaction to Corbin. We don't care, and we don't like him.
It's kind of X-Pac heat back in the day.
It's to the point where we don't want him around anymore. It's not like we hate him. We don't care enough to hate him. We just don't think he belongs there. Everybody agrees, make the circle out of the ruthless aggression angle. This match should be John Cena.
Right, and reports have stated that he has said that he's going to be at Mania. He has signed a contract, but apparently not to be Angle's opponent. That's what has been stated on various different wrestling news sites. But
to be a retirement match for somebody that has made such an impact in the professional wrestling industry.
And he was on Impact, too. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, that's clever.
No, it really wasn't. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, DJ Joey Bliss.
Anyway, whatever just happened. I think it's kind of a slap in the face. And he said he's okay with it. I mean, they're both from Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I still... Corbin's from Pittsburgh, right?
I don't know. I cannot confirm nor deny that fact.
That's what he's built for. Anyway, regardless of whatever...
He's built from Kansas City.
That's right. He is
where
from
he played NFL football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I thought he played football at Arizona.
Yeah, he played
for the Cards.
Been more than one team.
Maybe, possibly.
Regardless, Baron, you got to a point. Whatever. I respect what you do, but you're not a Kurt Angle style opponent. Angle's got to win. It's just going. This is a retirement match. He's got to win.
Could Angle win and John Cena come out?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Come
ringside.
Out to congratulate him. Bump into Angle from behind. Angle not know who it is. And throw him around and start a match that way?
Possibly.
Have a second match.
Here's my prediction. I think Kurt Angle wins if it's Baron Corbin. If for some odd reason we get what we want and they switch and make John Cena the opponent, I say Cena goes over, gives him yet another WrestleMania moment. It keeps Kurt in that traditional of, hey, you came in on your back, you go out on your back. But as it stands right now, I say Angle over Baron Corbin, and hopefully Baron Corbin goes back to playing football real soon.
Well, agreed.
The Columbus Destroyers need some players.
Destroyers. Yeah. That was an interesting accent in that one.
I think Kurt wins no matter what.
Okay, there we go. All right. To what I think is going to be match of the night for the U.S. title, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. I'll throw out my predictions first. I say Samoa Joe wins simply because somehow Dominic gets involved and his safety is in peril, or his safety is in jeopardy. He's in peril. Rey is distracted. Kokita clutch. Tap, tap, tap.
That's a good prediction.
Thank you.
Solid.
Thank you.
we don't know yet what Dominic's role is going to be. So I that's an interesting angle. I think Joe, I think they have a great match. Joe can work with either big or small guys.
Mm-hmm.
Joe does great promos.
I do.
I think Joe should be way over.
Samoa Joe, not you.
Oh, Samoa Joe. I think Joe deserves even more than he's getting at this point. He deserves a bigger push.
So I think Vicky Guerrero comes out and challenges who the real dad of Dominic is. That leads to another Dominic on a pole match. No.
How about a paternity test on a pole match?
Oh, my Lord. God. Poor Dominic. You have to be stuck in that one. It's so funny. It's still in my mind. How many years ago was that whole deal?
Oh, man. What, 2006?
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe the kid's like 19 years old, 20 years old.
He's a big boy.
And he is, yeah. Yeah.
So he might be somebody else's. Who knows what's going on?
I don't know.
He's considerably taller than his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are. I think Hornswoggle might be. But anyway, so I see Joe retaining, of course. I see it's going to be a solid match.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think, you know, it could be booked well. But to keep Joe going with this monster heel type of badass gimmick, yeah, he retains.
Hey, guys, you know, many people are calling this the best April ever. Because, I mean, we have WrestleMania. Baseball season, Rand, is starting. There you go.
Truly.
Truly. NCAA Final Four.
Final Four. You got the hockey around the corner.
There you go. And you got, of course, Avengers Endgame, probably the biggest movie of the year dropping. And, you know, you're going to go see it, right, DJ Joey Blaze?
I'm going to be there.
You'll be there.
All my glory.
You got it. And, you know, since we're talking about superheroes, there's a store here in Westerville, Ohio that has plenty of superheroes. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5992 Westerville Road, and they have tons of comics from every single era. It doesn't matter if you're talking about the Golden Era, the Silver Era, the Bronze Era, even the Modern Era, they have what you need. They also have graphic novels, they have toys, they have comic book supplies, and various other collectibles. So stop on over to the store and say hi to Jeff and check them out online, wgcomics.com. And guess what? They're also on Facebook, guys. That's right, facebook.com/WG Comics. WG Comics, your one-stop shop for all of your comic book needs.
They're right around the corner, too. That's easy to get to right off of 270.
There you go. There you go. All right, let's move into what I think will be the second best match of WrestleMania, AJ Styles against Randy Orton.
Oh, I'm really psyched for this match. The build-up's been pretty cool. The promo's been pretty cool. I'm anxious to see the go-home on this.
I kind of think that it's musical chairs booking. We've got two pretty good guys who are on the show. Oh, you're over here, you're over there. Who's left? Well, why don't you make a comment about this guy? And suddenly, this is like the youngest feud we have. This started in Dayton a couple weeks ago.
True. Yeah. You're right. There hasn't been a lot of buildup for this. You're right.
I will say there's been a lot of buildup for it because Randy's always talked shit about the bingo hall workers, about indie workers, how he's been kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So, and AJ slightly like, whoa. AJ's career has been made in high school gyms and stuff like that. Obviously, we know AJ's background. And I think it's kind of him standing up for the little guy. So, I know what you're saying as far as building it just between the two, but I think this has kind of been building for a while because of Randy's personality, how he truly shoot feels. And I think I think that's going to make this interesting match. These guys are both going to give their all for sure.
Oh, it's going to be a great match. I think a lot of those comments RKO made were while AJ Styles was off. So it didn't look like he was making them about him. But in the general people who've worked in those small shows, these are two completely different careers. I mean, RKO came in legacy, son of, grandson of, and got a huge, young push. I mean,
he's the youngest champion of all time, you know.
His role in Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas AJ spent an awful lot of time
in bingo halls and in rec centers and all over the place until he finally made it to TNA and then
event centers in Wilmington.
Right.
Actually, he was on the last episode of Nitro.
Yes, he was. I remember that.
He was in a tag team called Air Raid.
Mm-hmm. With Air Paris. They were in the Cruiserweight Tag Team Tournament, if I recall correctly.
That's one of my favorite pairs of Nikes. They were called the Air Raids.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to let you know. So, who's going to win? AJ.
I go AJ Styles as well.
AJ, yes.
Especially because he just re-upped the new contract.
So. Right. And I think there's going to be a push for AJ to move on to the WWE Championship title picture here, which, let's go right into it. Let's not wait any longer. Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. Ringside Rand, what do you think?
Well, you're assuming that AJ stays on SmackDown.
Well, that's true. That is very true.
We do have a
Superstar shakeup.
Ruffle shakeup coming up. And I think AJ wins, but I think AJ goes over to Raw.
Okay.
He needs to rebuild that house.
There you go.
He's got hose in different area codes. Didn't think you'd hear that reference today, did you? So Kofi and Daniel Bryan, this is going to be a good match. It's going to be a solid match.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people will look at this match to where it is on the card. If it's late in the night, that might be a tough one to pull people back in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know Kofi Mania is running wild and this, that, and the other, but that's mostly with the smarks, in my opinion, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited to see him get his push. Obviously, Daniel Bryan retains. They're not putting that on Kofi.
No, sorry. They're not. I agree with you.
I love Kofi, and he knows his role and great role it is, and he's had a Hall of Fame career. But that phrase, B+, gets thrown around a lot, but he's like the prototypical B+.
Mm-hmm.
In Vince's eyes, he's not physically big enough?
Well, there's a lot of things. Kofi, I mean, he's cool, but like without the New Day, I don't think the personality's there. Like, there's a lot of the intangibles that if you take away the New Day, it's not there. And I'm not knocking the work rate, and I love him. Like, I've always been a fan of Kofi, but I'm just going, you know, I don't want to look through rose-colored glass here to the windows. I don't have any blinders on. I'd love to see them do something that would just shook things up and be a surprise, but I don't see any way where Daniel Bryan drops the hemp title.
The hemp title.
It took a long time to whittle that belt. I got a feeling somebody in the New Day, and Big E's my choice, gets tired of Kofi getting all the publicity and turns on him, causing him the match.
See, I think that's too obvious. I got to be honest. I don't think that's what happens. I have Daniel Bryan going over because I feel, and because the news just came out just a day or so ago, Luke Harper's been cleared. I would not be surprised to see Harper and Rowan unite as being the backup muscle for Daniel Bryan, interfering and leading him to the victory.
It doesn't make sense how they put him with Daniel Bryan. Other than they have...
Yeah, well, there was no rhyme or reason. Rowan just showed up one day. Recyclable right. Rowan showed up and...
We didn't
hear... they're intellectual equals.
Lack of hygiene equals. We just don't know who they are, why he's with him.
Right. Rand's got to take some calls.
We got a caller. Let's head to Bob from Lancaster and see what he has to say here on the PVD podcast.
Okay.
This is live internet broadcasting, by the way.
Well, everything's good at home. That was a phone call from...
Nobody's
from,
in trouble.
Okay, all right. All right, that was a very important phone call. We got it all straightened out. And we were talking, of course, about Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. And, Rand, your point was there's been no explanation as to why Rowan's there.
Suddenly the Bludgeon Brothers are now concerned about the ecology?
Well, they might be. They could be. You don't know.
Hey, Captain Planet had his team.
That's right.
Got to have something.
So you say Daniel Bryan, though, right, Rand? He's holding on to the hemp title. Okay.
I agree.
I agree, too.
I agree, yes. Yeah.
All right. It's a no-holds-barred match. No, not Hulk Hogan and Zeus. No. It's Triple H taking on Batista.
With Triple H's career on the line.
Thank you. You beat me to it.
What's this, three matches a year? Oh, my God. But here's the thing. I don't think he's done competing yet. I don't know why they threw that on there. It's so weird that they're going to bring him back just to job. So what do they do here? There's a bunch of different options.
I say that Groot shows up and helps. Oh, wait. Sorry. My bad. Not Groot.
What about Rocket?
Rocket, maybe. Possibly. Yeah. Definitely not Star-Lord, because that dude's an asshole.
It would be dope, and I do see him do it. I know it's not going to happen, but Star-Lord to see Chris Pratt do a run-in. I can, just because of his personality and who he is, dude, he's a really, like, shit, give him some money. He would do it, probably. It's best WrestleMania. But no, Batista wins, but Triple H isn't retiring. He's going to come back and do something else down the road.
We still got to keep doing those international shows.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sheik's going to have to pay the big money. They want to reanimate the corpse of Yokozuna, if you remember the last show. They wanted to try and do something like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, the next time they're in Saudi Arabia, you got to book that Repo Man versus Triple H match, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
So,
but I'm saying Batista wins, though. Seriously, I mean, okay. He's never had that win. That's the reason he's coming back. I think Bautista or Bautista or whatever, Bautista, whatever he is.
Deacon Bautista in the early days.
Yeah, dress him up like that either way, he's going to win.
I'm going to say Triple H wins. Okay. I'm just gonna, because I don't see Batista's coming back. I can't see them really wasting an opportunity giving him the rub and giving him the win. I think it's Triple H. Just so that, again, since he has to retire, my reasoning was, and I agree with you, he's not done. So, you know, he can't lose. He's got to move on. Rand, what do you think?
Has anybody lost more matches at Mania than Triple H?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I've never done the math.
Yeah, again, I'm not good with math.
You get our stats department on that? Hey, Phil, will you look that up back there on Google?
All right, let's move.
Is that his name? I don't know. He looks like a Phil.
His actual name is Reginald, but that's okay. Anyways, let's go with the WWE Universal Championship title match. Seth Rollins is going against Brock Lesnar. Rand, your least favorite superstar on the roster today, Brock Lesnar. What do you think?
This is a strange match, as in it could be the championship, should be the main event, and yet there's no build-up because you can't make build-ups with part-timers. How many title matches has Brock Lesnar had in the last year? Very few.
You don't have to take off your socks to figure that one out.
No, I think you can count them on one hand.
It's hard to root for him. But it's also to the point where what's it going to take to beat this guy? And my guess is it's going to take some kind of UFC run-in.
Well, a couple things here really just want to throw it out there. Reginald just beeped in.
Okay.
Number one is Triple H, most losses at WrestleMania. He lost his first ever WrestleMania match, of course, against the late, great Ultimate Warrior. But he has had 12 losses and the record for the most number of losses at WrestleMania by this man of beer over here. Because, once again, random thoughts have taken place, and he is right. Okay, so we know that, so we've established that. Lesnar's Rollins. Rollins going to win. I think somebody needs to end this Lesnar bullshit. If Vince truly wants to give the fans what they want, none of the fans want this anymore. Lesnar's got some stuff going on in MMA. You're giving me this weird look. You think Lesnar's going to retain, yada, yada, yada. A Lesnar-Drew McIntyre feud would be pretty sick, probably, blah, blah, blah. But just the same erection that they have for Lesnar, there's an equally sized erection, in my opinion, for Seth Rollins in that company. So I see Seth actually somehow overcoming these obstacles, maybe with Roman Reigns helping him.
That's a good idea.
Or they don't have anything for Dean Ambrose at Mania. Maybe one. Either way, Rollins walks out with that beautiful red strap.
Okay, here's what I'm going to go with it, and you're right. I feel, and I think that this is probably a long shot, but this is how I feel. I feel that the WWE doesn't want everybody to get what they want, which is a victory by Seth Rollins. I think Lesnar retains. However, as it's always the case, the following night on Raw, we have to have 18,000 goddamn rematches from WrestleMania. This will be a rematch where Seth wins the title.
Ooh, I like that.
That's what I think goes on.
That's a nice scenario, too. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yep. All right, Rand, what do you think? Obviously, we think, and the listeners that are avid fans probably know your disdain for Lesnar, so you're going Rollins?
I'm going Rollins, and I see somehow maybe Drew McIntyre gets involved, and he winds up as the number one contender because he beat Roman earlier today. I think Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre would be a good series.
So you think McIntyre does some accidental screw up and costs Lesnar the match?
Could be.
Okay.
So tired of Brock once a month. It's 6 weeks. And I think it's too expensive to have him come in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, there's one. Before we get to our what we'll call the main event, I don't believe, as of yet, there's been a Raw Tag Team title match added to WrestleMania.
No, there hasn't, but I believe it'll probably be on the pre-show. And we're looking at the Revival versus Black and
Ricochet.
And Ricochet.
Yeah. And if that's the case, who do you pick? If that is indeed the match, who do you pick?
I'm picking them to retain, the Royal Rumble to retain, and for Aleister Black and Ricochet to split and have their own feud together.
Okay.
Rand? I concur. I agree.
I'll go the opposite way. I think that they got enough, of a push because they won the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Tag Tournament, you know, Ricochet and Black, that I think they put the straps on them. And because it's the Revival, and goddamn it, the Revival can never, ever get anything to go their way.
Never.
Never. So I say new Raw tag champs if indeed that match happens. I say Aleister Black and Ricochet are your new tag champs.
You know, it's terrible that we're not, there's, so we don't know, we're in limbo about that. Yeah. The Usos don't have a title defense on Mania.
Yeah, that is, that also,
which
yeah.
I thought would have been the Hardys.
Same here.
And they missed the boat on building a huge buildup for that. Brother tag teams versus each other. Like, there's a bunch of different things. It's like old guard versus new guard mm-hmm. type of stuff. And
I mean, probably, I'm assuming that we'll get the Bar versus the Usos, I imagine, because the Bar does not have a match yet for WrestleMania.
I hope not.
No, I don't either, because we've seen that match a million times. Nobody wants to see it again. But if that's the match, I'm putting the Usos over, picking the Usos to go over. Ran, you say what?
I'm stunned that two guys like the Usos and the Bar don't have a match at this point, and yet we don't need to see it again. We've seen it plenty of times.
What about the Raw tag titles?
I think they retain and keep it.
The Revival do?
Yeah.
Okay. And you say the Usos retain?
I think whoever they fight at this point.
Okay.
I think they need to unify the tag titles, too.
Oh, that's a whole other... I know. We've talked about that ad nauseum, and I agree with you 100% on that, but... All right, I digress. Let's get into Ronda Rousey taking on Becky Lynch, taking on Charlotte Flair. It's a triple threat for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. I personally think that they might change that come this Tuesday, that both titles will be on the line. What do you say?
Unification match?
Well, here's what I think. Yes, maybe, possibly further on down the line. I think that it is going to be a triple threat. I do believe that maybe both belts will be on the line. I think Becky Lynch will win both belts, and I think that sets up some type of possible unification match when SmackDown goes to Fox in the fall, because wouldn't that bring in ratings if you had this, okay, we're going to unify both the belts, Ronda Rousey is going to return to face Becky Lynch for this unified title, yada, yada, yada.
I'm going to dig deep, sorry.
All right.
My old bag of old school wrestling gimmicks.
Okay.
Becky wins. She beats Ronda. Charlotte never loses, but both titles are on the line. So Charlotte can make the claim that she's still the champion and she never lost. So maybe we see her with a fake belt or something. I can see that type of gimmick fitting with what she does with her. Or... it's something that they carry over and they build towards a four horsewomen versus four horsewomen, whatever. But either way, regardless of what happens, unification, this, that, and the other, Becky wins because Ronda's taking time off.
I'm not so sure that the SmackDown title's on the line here. If it's just...
Well, it's not as of yet. It is not as of yet. It's just, you know, good
speculation.
Point. Speculation.
Right. Hearsay.
So
hearsay.
If Becky wins, you could end the show with the NXT four horsewomen... all having titles in the ring.
Oh, yeah. You know, that would be a point.
You could have the tag title, the SmackDown title, and the Raw title getting the band back together. You could have all four of them.
There's got to be something big. It is the main event.
Yes.
Obviously, the talent, the push, that's all there, but there's always that extra ingredient that sets the main over the top, especially at a Mania. So maybe we'll see a little extra pizzazz with that.
Let's think outside the box. What are the potential run-ins?
Well, that's a good point.
Tons of running.
Tons. Look, I, you know, if they don't throw in the SmackDown title, all right, into this three way, but I really think they do. Then I still think Becky Lynch wins, and they still set up some type of rematch, Ronda versus Becky, for the first episode of SmackDown on Fox. I think that is just smart booking, smart marketing. If you're going to have in October.
And then that still gives Ronda time to take
right,
off.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But as of right now, it is not. But again, like I said, we're taping this a couple days before the final two episodes of WWE programming, so things could change. I think that might be one, as well as the...
That's what they might be saving the four horsewomen versus each other, too, because if they do that match on SmackDown,
oh, yeah.
That's in the fall, that could lead right into Survivor Series.
Yeah, yeah, true. All right, so we all agree Becky Lynch is winning.
Sure seems like it.
Okay.
She won the Rumble. She should have had this match anyway for the title. They came up with the injury. Then she had to prove it to Vince and Stephanie to get back into this. She should have been here the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then she kept calling me trying to sleep with me, and I had to tell her to chill out. No. You know, this, she needs to worry about her WWE career. She's had a lot going on. I agree, Rand.
All right, let's talk about the Hall of Fame, if you will, because we have the inductees ready to go here. And one that surprises the shit out of me, the Honky Tonk Man's going in this year.
all the enemies he's like, I can't even like begin to just start naming them because there's so many.
Exactly, it's a long list. Who's going to induct them? I don't know. That's a great question.
Here's the
thing: it's not Jerry Lawler because those two can't stand each other.
And it can't be. I mean, it could be Jimmy Hart, but then who's going to induct the Hart Foundation?
Oh, I think they'd get Natalya to do that.
I think Natalya's going to stand in for Dad and be there with Brett.
I don't know.
But no, I think that if that's what they do with Natalya, induct him, I think Jimmy Hart will be the one inducts Honky Tonk Man. It makes the most sense.
Your thoughts?
I was kind of surprised that there wasn't a New York tie-in, somebody from the New York area going into the.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Taz was the rumor for a while.
Taz, Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if Bam Bam Bigelow goes in, you have LT to...
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor, yeah.
Taylor, a New York guy.
To, right. Well, and then we have a bunch of tag teams to put in. D-Generation X, Harlem Heat, and the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, that's weird to have that many groupings of
people. Right, right.
Now, here's the thing. The Harlem Heat thinks Stevie Ray said it the best, and he's excited for this whole thing, but why isn't Sherry being inducted with them?
Right, exactly.
Like,
right.
Harlem Heat had their best run together with Sherry in their corner.
Yes.
Not as the Ebony Experience, not as... One
Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel, right.
Cain and Cole, too. That was their other one, too, yeah.
And then, like, they've had a little different, but with their best run was Sherry, and Sherry should go in
post- with them.
Honestly, yeah. So, I that's my big gripe with that. So, who inducts them? I mean, it has to be somebody that maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody WCW-ish.
It's got to be somebody it's got to be somebody from South, because they were. 80% of their career was there.
Yeah. Tony Schiavone, maybe?
Schiavone.
You know? Possibly. I don't know. Okay, so the Hart Foundation.
He didn't like tag teams, so no.
No, I was going to say Bischoff. I think Bischoff is... Right, yeah, I think he's...
With DX, so who puts DX in? Who inducts DX?
Well, first of all, if there's one of these that I don't give two shits about, it's D-Generation X. I'm sorry. I mean, China should be in on her own.
Exactly.
This is just a way to do it with less controversy. I really don't care. Do you
realize that X-Pac might have a chance to be a three-time Hall of Famer at this point?
It's getting really diluted when you have somebody overlapping in three different groups.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And then we have two others. We have, of course, Tori Wilson, which I think there's more deserving women than that. I mean, look, time to bury the hatchet with Wendy Richter and put her ass in.
Or Victoria.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Or Gail Kim.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
I mean,
I know I said that back to back, but I do. I agree with you 100%.
He has two different hearts, so he's wholeheartedly on both of them. But yeah, there's a ton. But Tori Wilson, though, she was a trendsetter with where she came from, the fitness industry. She kind of set you know, she set a way of doing that stuff. And I'd love to see Stacey Keibler inducted. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that would ever happen.
I think she admits to it or agrees with it.
I don't know.
Do you think she's buried that?
She's kind of buried that. What about Billy Kidman putting her in?
Oh, he put it in a few times, I'm sure. That's a whole different video and a whole different podcast. And then the Warrior Award winner.
It's Sue Atchison. She was an executive that spearheaded a lot of the Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff. Which, you know, I think that's cool that they're recognizing people you don't know. Like, front office people. Because those people should. Like, the seamstresses should get, heads 100%. Up, you know, or that. What?
I've said it for years. Who made all that great music?
Jim Johnston should be in there. Yes. I agree wholeheartedly.
You knew within 2 seconds he was coming out.
Exactly.
There was no question. He created a lot of great music. A lot of that music you can listen to the full versions, not just the 20-second versions.
Yeah.
He should be the first non-wrestler to have been in.
Yeah, like front office person, he should have been the first. But I think that is cool. I mean, I really do. I think, you know, those people are the people that are, you know, they're an important cog in the wheel.
They set that tone really quick.
Exactly. All right, want to run down NXT real quick before we run out of time?
Is Pat Patterson in the Hall of Fame?
Pat Patterson is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yes.
As just a wrestler?
I think just as a wrestler, yes.
He is the first Intercontinental Champion that never won.
Yeah, he does everything he did backstage, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fine line. Anyway, go on.
All right, so we got Saturday night before WrestleMania, we got NXT here. And so here we go. We have the War Raiders defending the NXT Tag Team titles against Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Which is weird that they would go after both titles after the next night.
Sure, which is, sure.
I say the War Raiders retain on this one just because you don't want to kill their momentum, and that allows Aleister Black and Ricochet to do something with the Raw if they do anything with that on Sunday.
100% agree.
I think Black and Ricochet can lose in NXT and still keep enough
of a profile. Momentum. Yeah.
They can lose the match of fewer people are going to see.
And when it helps further the War Raiders as far as
their dominance. It's their way to lead that group.
They have a fatal four-way for the Women's Championship. Shayna Baszler against Kairi Sane versus Bianca Belair versus Io Shirai. Look, I think they keep the belt on Shayna.
I'm really nervous about this one because the women's matches... I guess I was nervous about the last Shayna Baszler match.
Yes.
Now for this to be... I just hope it can either go really awesome or...
It's going to be the drizzling shits.
Or it could go that route.
Yes.
And be a big, be a huge train wreck. But either way, I think Baszler retains for sure.
Say yep. You?
Keeper.
All right. We got Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole. 2 out of 3 falls for the NXT Championship. Of course, the NXT Championship vacated because Ciampa has an injury. He had to leave. So they had a series of matches. And these are the two men that survived those series of matches. Johnny Gargano taking on Adam Cole, baby.
I think it's going to be a very solid 2 out of 3 falls match with Adam Cole getting the nod.
I see Adam Cole winning.
I think that the momentum's be hiring Gargano. I think they finally give him the NXT Championship.
I would love to see that. I mean, I'm Mark, guys from Ohio.
I know
love
you are.
Love me some Gargano, but...
I know. I don't know. I just feel like...
Adam Cole's kind of the chosen one. When they brought him in and... Triple H is pretty hype on him.
Yeah, I know. But I think that they finally give Gargano the run. NXT North America Championship. Velveteen Dream. Taking on Matt Riddle.
Bro.
Now,
will he be exposing his genitals during this match?
Thank you. I was waiting for one of you two. That's why there was that odd silence. I'm like, come on.
Dick joke. I think Rand was getting ready to expose his, so I just wanted to say something.
Insert dick joke here.
Which was a popular chant the other night at AIW, just really quick. Twist his dick.
Really?
Yeah, twist his dick. It was amazing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Who was doing...
No dick twisting, hopefully in this match. Velveteen Dream wins and retains because it's the Velveteen Dream.
I agree, too. Man, I love me some of the Velveteen Dream.
Perhaps you need to think about who can lose and go to the main roster as well.
And Matt Riddle could be that. I think he could.
I don't think he's there long.
No, I don't think he's in NXT very long either. I agree 100%.
I think he's just there to refine some stuff, and they want to take him up just because of his background.
Mm-hmm. And now into the match that I am most interested in seeing because I think is going to be an all-out, absolute ass-kicking. Pete Dunne taking on Walter.
Oh my God.
For the UK title. Let me just... this match to me has made me think of all those times as a kid as I sat on the couch watching Bruiser Brody. These two are going to beat the fuck out of each other. Bottom line.
I'm hoping because I got to work Saturday night. I got DJ. I'm hoping this is the curtain jerker so I can watch it going... Before I go DJ and then give me something to be hyped for the rest of the night because this match is going to be off the hook. I don't know who to pick, to be honest.
I don't either.
Which is what you want.
Right.
Finally. Yeah. But here's the thing, though, too. I think Pete Dunne's had his, you know, he's had a nice run with everything mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. this. And I think there's a reason they signed Walter.
Yeah.
And they signed him the deal that they signed him to. And I think Walter wins.
I go out, I'll agree with you. I think that Walter wins as well because I think the way. I agree. Pete Dunne's had a nice run. And also, too, I agree with you. You know, he was picked up because of the reputation he made overseas in all those independents.
And part of his contract is to stay mostly over there. He'll do every once in a while over here, but it's WWE, NXT, UK. He's in that area. Pete Dunne, on the other hand, he was in the Rumble. He might be ready for a main roster spot.
Maybe.
So that's why I see Walter winning this match.
This time of year, you really don't know because around the corner, you got future endeavors, and there's going to be some people leaving,
mm-hmm.
and you do not know who's going to come up from NXT to take those spots.
Yeah, so I mean, it could be any of these folks that are on this card here could be ready to move on up, but it should be interesting. As I said, as we're getting close to an hour here, there's a ton of wrestling. it is just going to be a celebration of our fandom next weekend.
And make sure we have time for phone calls.
Yes, we need. Well, I think we should be able to take callers.
Hey, man, you know what? I'll investigate. I'll investigate how to do that. But
we'd have to be live on Facebook, man.
It would probably have to be live on Facebook. With that, DJ Joey Blaze, would you tell folks that are listening where they can find you on the internet?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze. It'll say the Reverend Joey Blaze, because I just recently was ordained, which we spoke about.
Yes, the congratulations, by the way.
I'm able to marry people out there. If you have a vow renewal, or if you're a lovely female that'd like to be blessed by DJ Joey Blaze, I'd be happy to bless you.
All right, Ringside Rand.
I'm going to be front row, because that's who I am, at the April 30th SmackDown. And it is not an autograph signing. Stay away, minions.
That was great.
Those damn minions.
Those minions. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, and yours truly, talking about WrestleMania, giving our thoughts, our opinions, our predictions on what's going to happen. And for avid listeners of the PVDcast, you know that whenever we sit down and discuss one of the big four WWE pay-per-views, that within a few weeks we do a review episode. So we kind of go back and see what did we get right and what did we get wrong. So keep your eyes peeled for that episode, the review episode that'll be coming in a few weeks. And let me tell you how you could keep tabs on yours truly and this podcast. Well, you could do it a couple different ways. You can follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You could check out the Facebook page of this podcast. That, of course, being facebook.com/PVDcast. And maybe you want to just shoot me an email to ask me, hey, when is the next episode coming? Or, John, you're a moron. This didn't happen at WrestleMania. Or, John, I totally agree with you. Well, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Now, maybe you want to clue in somebody and let them know about the PVDcast. You could tell them that they can get it a variety of different places, such as the online home of yours truly, which is pvdcast.com. But it's also available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, SoundCloud. I think I already mentioned SoundCloud. Just basically wherever you find podcasts, all you got to do is search for PVDcast. Sometimes you have to add my name in, PVDcast, John Orlando, and bam, it'll be right there for you. And so help spread the word, man. Help spread the word. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And before I wrap things up, finally, I just want to let you know that we have one more sponsor for this episode, and that sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their awesome service. You know, I gotta be honest with you, they have tons of wrestling books there, so if you need something for the drive into work, Audible is your place to go. So once again, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get a free audiobook. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening. I'm gonna wrap things up, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.